معتادین اولین با خدا شکومی بر رو
می.
Yesterday we started building a binyan. Machlekes the Balamor and Rashi, which ultimately didn't end up being only being a Machlekes the Balamor and Rashi. It was Rashi against all the Rishonim. Rashi against the Balamor / the Rambam / Rabbeinu Tam. How to be bina all the sugyas together. There is a Gemara in Menachos. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah asks about Lishma. The Gemara in Sukkah asks about Lishma. And it's not clear if it's asking from Rav or from Shmuel. Ultimately having tremendous implications whether or not there's a new stage in Hilchos Tzitzis called Asiya Lishma. So the Balamor explained that the Gemara's Kasha was only emanating from Shmuel, and it was only going on the last phrase of the Kasha, and it was based on Alma, the word Alma. And this is against the general klal of halach kerav b'yisurei. Here we're going to paskin like Shmuel. And therefore, if I would ask the Balamor, Rabbi Yisai, do I need to put on tzitzis lishma, what would the answer the Balamor would tell me?
Yes.
Do I need to put tzitzis on lishma, Rabbi Yisai, what would the Balamor tell me? Yeah.
According to who? Rav, no. Shmuel, yes.
And what does the Balamor hold?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Only for the
tzitzis. Thank you, Shul. The Asiya Satzitzis does not need Lishma. He passes like Shmuel over Rav. Sorry, he doesn't. Not only does he pass like Shmuel over Rav, no one ever said anything about Asiya Lishma. There is no Tliya Satzitzis Lishma. There's no such concept. There's one concept of Lishma that's spoke about in the Gemara. What's that concept of Lishma? Tviya. That the Balamor, that the Rambam says you need Lishma. Sure. And where do you know that from? A Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Tesim et al. Correct the Balamor, Im Kain. Based on that, I should also know that what? I'm also not only going to paskin Ilchus Tzitzis needs Tviya Lishma, but just like Shmuel is the one who is Machmir to need a stage of Lishma in Ilchus Tzitzis, albeit only at the Tviya, but at the end of the day he needed Lishma. You with me, Sam? So that is now going to affect Hilchos Tefillin. Why is that going to affect Hilchos Tefillin, Dani? Because the Gemara Menachos does what? But what does the Gemara Menachos do? It says if you hold like Shmuel, then you have like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If you hold like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, then the or of Tefillin have to be what? Lishma. So says the Balamor, once I have a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Tesim and Aleph, that doesn't only affect my Hilchos Tzitzis in the morning, it's going to also affect my Hilchus Tefillin in the morning. Because the Gemara linked the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel with the Machlekes Reshbag and Rabbanan. That the Reshbag links to Shmuel and the Rabbanan link to Rav. Why? Because just like the Rabbanan don't need what by what?
Lishma by
Tefillin. So too, they link like who?
Rav
in Hilchus Tzitzis that doesn't need Lishma. Right? Good? I frek the Balamor on himself. There's a Gemara that's problematic for me. What's the Gemara that's problematic for me? Sanhedrin. Why is the Gemara problematic for me? Because the Gemara has a machleg is a bay rovev hazmona milsa hazmona lav nilsa. And if you look at Rashi there, the way he explains the Gemara says, this machleg is a bay rovev if hazmona, if premeditation for creating an entity when you're making the tachriche ames, does that create it already to be asra or not at that stage? Does that create it to be Asur Ba'anah? Will now be dependent on the old Machlekes Reshbag and Rabbanan. And how Schwartzman does Rashi explain that Gemara in Sanhedrin? What does Rashi link? Who to who?
He links Rash, he links Baye to the Reshbag, and then he links Rabbanan.
Yeah, exactly. Rashi says, according to Abaye, old Azmona Milse, so then what? So then he obviously needs to premeditate and to create Kedusha. So he's going to be like the Mandamar who holds by Tefillin that you need Lishma, and it's not kosher without Lishma. Masha Enkin, according to Rav, According to Sari Rava, that holds Hazmana Lavimilsa. So then Rashi says he's going to hold like Rabbanan, that hold that you don't need Lishma in the creation of the entity of Tefillin, in the process, in the procedure. So what's the Balamor's Kasha? What's the Balamor's Kasha? We hold like Rava. So my whole theory just went down in the garbage because I created a binyan, and if we pass like Rava and Abaye, so now it comes out that we're passing like Rabbanan and not like Reshbag. That's a big problem, right, Esther? You good? You with me? So says the Balamor, no. You were duped, Adam. You were duped. You were duped. You want some of my coffee? You want to wake up? You were duped. Why were you duped, Rabbi Yisai? Because Rabbi Natan is an entirely different pshat in that Gemara. What's the pshat in that Gemara, Rabbi Yisai?
Which it says that he does hold his mana lamos, but it still needs the shma.
Pumpaker. If you hold as mana lav milsa, that's going to be a reason why I can't just rely on what? On a mere hazmana. Hazmana is garnished. Hazmana is not lishma. Hazmana is something that's even applicable outside of the areas of lishma. Like what? Tachriche hameis. There's no lishma by tachriche hameis. So fakir, in areas of lishma, can I rely on hazmana? That might depend on hazmana milsa. But if I hold hazmana lav milsa like Rava, so guess what? Now you got to really make a lishma. Ha! Like a shmak, pum fakir. Why was Rashi able not to say like that, Rabbi Yisai? Because Rashi was never bothered by any of the Gemaras. Because Rashi, Mary, Mom, Rabbi, never paskin like Shmuel in the first place. Because Rashi holds that there's a kancha of Lishma in the Gemara and Sukkah that has Takashna and Beis Hillel, even according to who, Rabbi Yisai? Even according to Ra. Yeah, Jojo.
Where does Rashi get his premise that the Asiyah would be Lishma?
Alma. Not being good, meaning this Gemara. The Pashup shot in this Gemara is asking a Kashra, Bein Larav, Bein Lishmu. This is the Tzukkah. It's Mamish Tzukkah. No, he's not Gurus Alma. He says the Kashra is already originating from the verse 1. Let me read you the Gemara. Ubeis Hill, Leslie, Derav Yudam, Rav. Now, if I would stop the Gemara right there, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Kashra? Let me ask you a question, Jojo. You don't know anything else, okay? You tell me who you like, okay? Yeah, I'm giving you a choice right now, okay? I'm going to read you a Gemara. Ubeis Hillel leslu de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. What did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav say that Beis Hillel apparently don't hold of? Asa min akutsim min animim min agradim psula. Min asisim kshera. Ke amirsa kamei de Shmuel amr li af min asisim nami psula. Deba'in and tviya lishma. Now I have two options how to translate the Gemara. Anyone who's not with me, get with me right now. Two options how to translate the Gemara. Ubeis Hillel leslu de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. By the way, I don't actually mean Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. I mean the guy who argues with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav after he lists all the things that he passes, which has nothing to do with Lishma. It has to do with Bizayon, or it has to do with Min Kanaf, a totally different sugya, nothing connected to Beis Hillel, and Shmuel happens to be the Bar Plugta there, and he holds that there's a concept of Lishma by the creation of the Chutim of the Tviya Lishma. Or, you can read the Gemara, Ubeis Hillel leslu de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, because Rav holds that you need Lishma by Tzitzis. Which read do you like better? Just by curiosity, which read do you like better? The second or the first? The first one you like better. So let me say it again.
Well, the first one I don't know anything until you told me.
Exactly. The Poshup shot in the Gemara. Rashi, what Rabbi Yisai, Rashi is the Pashtun here. Rashi reads the Gemara, Kapshuta, Rabbi Yisai, and the whole sugya. It's unbelievable. The whole sugya emanates from just a read of a kasha in the Gemara. This whole halach lamaisa implication.
Wait, what turn
is
it? The first one is...
The second
one's on. Kasha's coming from Rav. Sorry, Zob, you're not going to win this one.
I know, I'm not going to win.
This one.
Why are you hesitant with that?
What you said?
Not sure.
You're not?
I'm not shitty.
What is the more obvious pshat in the Gemara?
Second. Rashi.
Yeah, but Sofer's not with me on that.
Okay, when is Sofer?
No. He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
That's just the wording.
The wording is exactly where I'm coming from. Is Hillel leslu de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav?
Yeah, I'm saying with that, like, does he really not say it? Like,
Which means what? Translate with the words you're saying.
Does he really not say like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav?
Right. And what does Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav must say? Something not like Beis Hillel. What does that mean? That means Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav must have said something about regarding what?
You fill out
Lishma. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the more obvious read?
Yeah.
Right. And the Baal HaMor is saying no. The whole kasha was coming from the Alma Midishma. That's where Rashi came from. Rashi is the Pashup Shana Gomar, which is going to affect Hilchos Tzitzis. And we pointed out yesterday that according to Rashi, it could be, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if you have inferior strings, that there is a Bizayon issue, could be Rashi won't even hold of that, because Rashi doesn't translate the Gemara like the Rambam and like the Baal HaMor, like we pointed out yesterday. And we understood now the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch in Sivik Yudalit tells us what? That, let's say you're stuck, Sam, your tzitzis ripped, and the only tzitzis that you have were tzitzis that were put on, tzitzis that were put on Shalei Lishma. Right? So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You can wear it, but no bracha. Why can you wear it, but no bracha? What's the cheshbon of the Shulchan Aruch? Everybody's saying, now we can understand. The Shulchan Aruch is not just like listed halacha, because we're cheshish for Rashi.
Rashi's
reading the Gemara and Rav, that what? That you can't just, right? That this has to be Lishma. But because of the Rambam, because of the Rambam, we're going to say that Mi'akarad Din, it's kosher, and you should. It's better to wear that and not.
How could you say that? If we were reading it through Shmuel, though, how could you say that?
I'm talking about the Tviyah.
Again, those are two stages. Yeah. Some happen in the factory, and here, you guys all know this, right? And so I call, right? Everyone, they get wool tzitzis, whatever, and then they start putting it on. That's like the part of that. Everyone, you guys have seen people that make tzitzis, right? Right? What? I'm saying whatever, like, I don't know why it's been so good. What Eretz over the year. You guys all saw, like, guys put on tzitzis, right? So a guy, it's Rabbi say, it's Dvar Yom Yomo. Jeremy, imagine a guy just didn't think about Lishma. He just did it. So that's mamish, that halach is then again. So now that'd be a Matalei Machlokes. Now, what happens in the following situation, Rabbi say? You had Lishma, but you didn't speak out the Lishma. You were just chayshin lishma, but you weren't medaber. So what? So that's a suffix, right? The Bir Halacha told us, we know already from when we learned, right, that when we learned the sugyas on Rashi on the top of the daf, that you need lechatchila amira, the Bir Halacha says for lishma, and it's a machlokes rishon whether or not that's ma'akev. So what happens if you have a situation like this? Get this, Rabbi Yisai. You're going to become poiskim in ochel stitzes right now. Learning halacha lemaisa, okay? What happens in the following situation? A person comes up to you asking the following shaila. Shiloh goes like this. Shiloh is, what happens, I know that it was done lishma, but I'm not sure if the guy who put it on and thought about lishma actually said lishma. Okay? So can I wear the tzitzis lechadchila or not? Can I make a bracha on these tzitzis?
Yeah, Rashi would say no.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not?
Rashi would say no.
What do you say, Rabbi Yisai?
According to Rashi, also.
And according to the Bir Halacha, in a regular situation, Rabbi Yisai, let's say I had Tviya Lishma. Let's say I had in the Tviya stage, in the making of the strings, right? Let's say in the making of the strings, you look Asian right now. Gotta wake up. Open your eyes. Come on. Let's say you have the following situation. Okay? Yeah, a guy who made the strings. Belder, you're making the strings. Tviya, okay? Tviya Lishma, okay? Tviya Lishma, right? Who holds you need Tviya Lishma, Rabbi Yisai?
Shmuel.
So, even the Rishonim that are Mako by Asiya,
Shulchan Aruch is going to say what? By Tviya, the Rambam, the Balamor, everyone there, that they paskin like Shmuel, right? Okay. Now, what's the din to follow in Schwartzman? What's the din to follow? Now your eyes are wide.
No, this is, you remind me to take a vitamin.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Survey side. We would have spoken that about taking vitamins on Shabbos in Alakashir.
Why is it Ethan's fault? Ethan coughing?
It's not so posh. I'm saying now, so posh. Now the issue of taking medicine on Shabbos might be on your head. Now you did Tviya without Amira, guys. You made the strings. You did the Tviya, but you forgot to enunciate it. Is it good or no good?
It depends.
You did tfiya, but you didn't say it. So the Bir Halacha says, no, that's a big something. That might not be lishma. One second. Because we hold that you might need Amira for lishma. Okay? That's straight up in the Bir Halacha, okay? Now, I'm asking you, what's the following situation? Carry from there. If you don't have Amira, that's a big suffix. Lishma might need Amira. It's not enough to think, but you might have to enunciate it. So now, what happens if I put it on the beged without Amira? I'm a supuk if I was Omer. I'm a suppuk if I actually said it, or I might have just thought about the need to lishma. It happened all the time.
No bracha.
Not the tviya.
Not the tviya. The asiyah.
No bracha. No bracha.
No bracha.
Same,
no bracha.
Same halacha.
Already.
Well, obviously not.
Says the Bir Halacha, the Mishabur Rabbeisai and Simon Yedalid, you're allowed to make a bracha because of a svek sveka. What's the svek sveka? Suffik if Amira is necessary for Lishma. And what's the suffik? Suffik if you actually need what? Lishma, because maybe the Rambam's right. And you can make a bracha in such a matzav. By the way, keep in mind that the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah has theories all over Sfir Saomer and other cases and Lulav of whether or not you're allowed to make a bracha in a case of a svek sveka. This is one of the Maror Mekayim is that the Bir Halacha says you're allowed to make a bracha in a svek sveka. What's his sex fake based on Schwartzman? All based on our sukkah. Rabbi Isai, I don't know if you realize this. These situations of not putting on lishma or forgetting to say lishma, these can come up. These can come up, Rabbi Isai. I mean, l'shem it's a sitzis. Not everyone says it. This happens. You need these bir halachas. What happens if the tviya wasn't said? Okay, that doesn't happen as much because we're not being toiv of the chutim usually. What?
Matzah.
Excellent. Oh. Good. Rabbi Isai, that's just halacha ma'isa. And by the way, Shiner, I looked it up. The Bir Halacha that I quoted to you yesterday. Shiner asked the Kasha, what happens if I did one corner, Lishma, and I didn't say Lishem Mitzah sits on all the other four corners? Says the Bir Halacha, what I said to you yesterday, that since by Karbanos, that the other Avodas can follow the original Lishma that you endowed at the beginning, so too, by the Beged, it's good as long as you enunciated the first time, it's better. Why not be Mechazik? In a case, but if you only had it by the beginning, it's very good. And it's still good, because that's like Lishma by Karbanos. Just like the three other stages of the Avoda after the original stage of the Shechita by Karbanos. Shite.
Let's learn some stuff.
Albert, there's a Raya Brewer to the Balamor of the Rambam.
What's the Raya Brewer to the Balamor of the Rambam, Malik? What do they say over there on Facebook? What do they say?
Not on Facebook.
What do they say? What do they say? Come on. Give me some premiums. Give me some Facebook. No?
What? What do they say? What do they say? No, what's the kasha? I don't want to jump to the answer. I want to internalize the kasha. I want premiums, I said. What does Gemara Menachas say? Jojo? Max, what does Gemara Menachas say? Get the Gemara Menachas, quick.
Tabir al-Bani Israel.
I don't like computers. Just get them away. I don't like gadgets. Just don't like them. I'm an old school guy. What's the Gemara Menachas?
All right, Penner had a picture then.
We should get rid of computers.
It said there was a study done in Harvard. What was the study in Harvard? That the Havana and the comprehension of a person that takes notes on a computer is lower. Is what?
40%
less. Whoa, I wasn't even that.
That's a lot.
Now, obviously, the guy in the computer doesn't sound right.
Can't be.
You're a little no damn number. Rabbi, let's go. What's Gemara Menachah say?
That's where you know that a non-Jew can't make tzitzis.
How do you know that a non-Jew can't make tzitzis, Rabbi Isai? This is not arguable, Rabbi Isai. This is not arguable. There's a Gzeres HaKosev and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch from the statement of Yehuda Merav that what? A guy cannot put tzitzis onto your beggar. So if you have goyim that put tzitzis onto your beggar, sorry, you're going to have to change brackets.
You say which Gemara Menachah?
No, I'm not getting this. Gemara Menachah.
Housekeeper does.
Gemara Menachah stop men bezim and out. Morty, I didn't mean to insult you.
No, I'm out.
What's the kasha? Talk to Kesef Mishneh. This is a riot brewer to the Balmor. They're on the Ramam and all the other shouldn't like him. Why? Sam, why is this a riot brewer? Why is the riot brewer? Stand up and say it. Stand up. The Gemara says, that we need a posuk daber el bnei Yisrael v'lo akum, that a goy can't put chutim onto the beged of tzitzis. The implication is if it wouldn't have been a gzeres hakosav, Gabe, what? If it wouldn't have been a gzeres hakosav, then what?
Rashi would have been right.
Then you have a final today. Then what?
Rashi would
then a goy would have been able to break the kesef mishnah, a raya brewer that blank. Jacob, a raya brew that what? That were it not for the Xeris Akosov of Bnei Yisrael Vayakom, they would have been able to. The raya brewer that you don't need what? Lishma, by putting the tzitzis out of the bag. A raya brewer at the basket like who? Over who?
Balmor over Rashi.
That the whole issue of Lishma and the Gemara and Sukkot HaTesavah was only where? Was only in who? Shmuel, and only by what?
Tvia.
Thank you very much. Azak Kasha, the Kesef Mishnah. That totally upshot everything. He just blew up our whole sugi.
No, he didn't.
He didn't? Okay, I'm going to go back up. I'm like, yeah. Let me just back up for the guys in there. Kesef Mishnah says that if a goy puts tzitzis, Gabe, if you're not with me, get with me. If a goy puts tzitzis onto the beggar, it's possible. Why? Because of a pasuk. Says the Kesef Mishnah, if you need lishma, I wouldn't need a pasuk. It's a raya that the placement of the tzitzis apparently don't need lishma. And otherwise, without this gzeres hakosav, I would have been machshir. Are you with me, Shire?
Why is it in Tliya and not...
Because that's what the Gemara is talking about, Tliya.
But who says that the pasuk is referring to Tliya?
That's the Gemara Menachos.
Okay,
he says Tliya or Asiya?
Asiya, that's the same thing. That's the same thing. That's what the Gemara is assuming. That's the Gemara. So isn't this a Beferish or Gemara that says what? That there's only a necessity of Lishma at what stage of Tzitzis?
Tviyah.
And according to the Bahamor, the Rambam, and all the other Rishonim, they've never heard of the word Lishma outside of the context of what?
Tviyah.
And the only one who said a concept of Lishma by Tzitzis was a man by the name of?
Rashi.
No.
Rav.
And the only one who said it within the Rambam Balamor. Shmuel.
He exhausted all the Rav.
It was a little bit of a confusing question. And therefore, that's an argument against Rashi. Ethan, you with me? You got the kasha? Really or not? I know a five. What? You with me?
Yeah.
Rabbi said, I don't want to leave one guy behind. Anyone not with me? I want you to appreciate the kasha. Because what I'm about to tell you right now is going to change your perspective in many areas of Allah. So Rabbi Isai, everyone realize that the arrows and the gun is against whose head right now?
Rashi
has a gun to his head.
Could Rabbi repeat the question?
There is a Gemara in Menachos that says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'loy akum, that a goy cannot put tzitzis onto his bed. Now, anytime you see a drasha, the way a lamdan approaches a gemara is that I can infer from the gzeres hakosav that were it not for gzeres hakosav, the opposite would have been true. Which means, shmak. Which means that what? It's that guy zeroing. Which means what? Which means that there would be no impediment of putting tzitzis onto a beged, right? So that seems to be mashma, that there's no need for lishma. Right? Good? Everyone with me? Is everyone with me?
Yes.
Okay. I can't give you back sleep last night. I just can't do that. Everybody's like, gotta get some sleep even during midterms. Come on. Okay. Rashi has a gun to his head right now. Yeah, Wesley.
What did the pasuk mean by including it that you do need the Shema? I'm like trying to clarify.
No. The pasuk just tells you
that a guy can't,
that a guy can't do it.
Can't do it. Why can't he do it? He can't do it because
oh,
Shema.
That's not what the drasha said. No, it's because the part of it said Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael. Well, it's a drasha. It's a drasha. Bnei Yisrael, but not other people. What do you mean? I don't need a drasha. I don't need a drasha. Svar Olam Likra. Fundamentally, he can't do it. He can't create. He can't transmit what is necessary. Yes, he can. Says the Rambam. There's no other impediment over here. There's no other necessity. Just put the chutim on the beged. It's a very mundane, easy activity. Apparently, Rashi's wrong. Apparently, Rashi's wrong. Moreover, Rabbi, in order to eat, Morty, you with me?
I just heard you say Rashi is wrong.
No, no, are you really with me?
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi said, in order to answer this question, no, the reason why I'm asking Morty is because Morty's going to want this. I'm about to put something in your pocket, Morty, for the rest of your life. Rabbi Sain is going to change your Leil HaSeder. Okay? Yeah. Do we have it? No. I thought you guys would bring. It's on edge. Move it as if it's a roller hockey game. Let's go.
I don't have roller blades right
here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
All
right.
Yeah, where I come from, they play floor hockey. Yeah. I need wheels. I need five rounds. You know, I need my wheels.
North Dakota
car.
Why can't you understand the drasha? Why can't you understand the drasha is the reason why it says that Bnei Yisrael has to do it, not Akum, because the Shema. The reason why no one else can do it is because only Jews can have the Shema.
If you need Lishma, then I don't need a pasuk.
Why not?
Because he can't supply Lishma. Is it going?
No, so the reason why
no.
He can't do is because
no, then I don't need a pasuk. You're adding extra superfluous words in the Torah.
From where else do we know that?
I know because there's a din lishma. Fundamentally. That's why the kasha is on Rashi. That's why the Rambam. That's why bring a right to the Rambam. It's a but that's a riot to their shita.
We'll take it back.
Zok the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Hakol Ksher in Lichtoy Vavtaget. Rabbi said this sugya in Gittin on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis with all the Rishayim is not only relevant for Gittin Chof Beis Amud Beis. It's relevant if you learn Hilchos Shchita. It's relevant if you learn Hilchos Stam. It's relevant if you're going to the matzahs with your children and your kids and you want to know if they can make the matzahs for Pesach. It's relevant if you're making tzitzis. It's relevant if you're doing milah. It's relevant of understanding a lot. Zvachim. Good. Maybe not, but let's go. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, fine. We'll get there. A kol ksher in lichtev as I get after you the chere shayt of a katan. Chiddush nifla ad l'moy. Mishnah says a katan is allowed to write again. Really? Frek the Gemara akasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Rabbi Yisai. Va'alav neidei aninu. He doesn't have das. Al pidin, even if he's a brilliant kid. He's a labar das, right? So the Gemara, Amar of Huna, Hushaya Gadol Omin Al Kabbalah. So there is something that's introduced in this Gemara that is a fascinating concept that I'm not going to have the time, Rabbi, say it's not our sugya to explain how the mechanics, how this works. Either the Gadol is supplying the das, or the gadol is now making the katan to be able to now be a maisa. It's a question, or it's through shlichus. Whatever it is, you suffice and you solve the impediment and the issue and the missing das through having a guardian and an adult being involved in the procedure.
Same reason why.
So there is a concept that gadol omer al gabav works in certain areas of halacha, Rabbi Yisai. What you will have to do for the rest of your life is understand the sugyas where that doesn't apply and why they don't apply, which is where all the lumdas comes in. It's a lot of Reb Chaims and a lot of Enigyontis and a lot of Rishonim, how to understand the way God Almighty God worked. That's not our sugya. So the Gemara goes on to say, Amar le Rav Nachman, Ela Me'ata, Oyved Koichovim, V'Yisrael Omei Galgabov, Hocha Nami Dekosher. What's the Gemara's Kasha Adam?
Oyved Koichovim,
Amar le Rav Nachman, Ela Me'ata, if so, Oyved Koichovim, V'Yisrael Omei Galgabov, Hocha Nami Dekosher. Lipner, what's Gemara's Kasha? When did this shiur become so interactive? I'm out of here. Elo me'ata. Oyvei koichovim v'yisrael oymer al gabav ochanami dekosher. What's Gemara's Kasha, Malik?
It's far yet.
I don't know how to read it. Yeah, Donnie, thank you.
So too, if someone can watch over a child, then why can't a Jew watch over a non-Jew?
Yeah, why can't a guy write again? Why doesn't it work? And for the Gemara, the Chitema Hachanami, and if you want to tell me, yeah, okay, it's good. Hachanami, it works. Well, Tanya, the Brisa says, Beferish, what? Oybe Kechavim Puzzle. Oybe Kechavim is Puzzle. So you can't. So why is it, once we have this new invention that Gadol Omer Agabah works to create Lishma, so apply it everywhere. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Isaiah, a famous line. Oyve koichovim, adaita de nafshe koavim. Oyve koichovim agoy, Rabbi Isaiah, there's a lot in halacha about this line, and there's a lot in machshava about this line. Oyved koichovim adaiti denavsheka. Whatever. If I wasn't recorded, I would have what to say right now.
So can we pause it?
Can we pause it?
Can we pause it?
You pause.
Outside of the Machshava. What does that mean? What does Rashi say? Zokt Rashi, very important phrase. You're not going to want to miss this, Max. The Hagadol Hu B'Yesh Boi Das. And even though this guy tells him, by the way, this is for a get for marriage aid, and you should know when you write the get, you should have in mind for marriage aid, or for Miriam, right? Shema, hu gomer b'libo l'shem acher. What did Rashi say? Shema, hu gomer b'libo l'shem acher. He'll maybe... Shema, maybe he's going to think about Samantha, some other woman. And he's not going to write the get Lishma. Good?
No. He is writing the get Lishma, but for someone else.
He's not going to write the get Lishma for this woman, which is necessary.
No, but I think that's a huge...
Good.
Yeah.
So now, Zok Seifer, and this is why Seifer is saying this, which is 100% right. What can I be medayik from Rashi's word, and which word do I like the most in Rashi, Rabbi Yisai?
L'shem.
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 L'shem. L'shem.
L'shem.
L'shem.
L'shem.
Someone have a tissue? Anyone have a tissue?
Extra
tissue?
Really?
Well, no.
Is that tissue going to have to... 30 seconds.
I'll run.
Oh.
Fair. Now, I'm gonna come with a syllabus, and we're gonna have school supplies, tissue box, pencil sharpeners,
soda machine.
Pills.
This is fresco.
She's a fresco. And like a mat. You guys have nap time in the middle. Bored.
Rabbi Yisai, what's my favorite word in Rashi?
Shema.
Before Mordechai Shapiro did. Rabbi Yisai. Similarly, Zok Te'elega Toysnis. Toysnis says, this Gemara is saying, Goya died in the Nashik of it. Yet what? I found Gemaras elsewhere that what? That seem to hold that what? That a Goy can make Lishma. So what does Toysnis say? Toysnis says, like by Mila, that the Gemara suggests the possibility and some Amoroim Paskin that what? That Lishma works by Mila. A Goy can be Moil. According to some opinions, Rabbi Yisai, even according to some Rishonim, La'alacha. But, Gemara Nabi Nazar and Dav Chav Zayin. But what, Rabbi Yisai? Says Taisis, there's no stira. Because by get, the Gemara and Zvachim says, a get is not automatic stoma for this woman. It's only for this woman if you define it to be this woman. But the piece of paper is not stoma l'shma. Masha'enke, Mila. Mila, stumble ishma. It's for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why else are you doing the Mila?
For health.
That's stumble ishma. Okay, fine. Good kasha. I don't want to get into the sugya of stumble ishma. Like the Gemara says, carbon, stumble ishma is by carbon. Even if you don't have the correct das, if you did it stumma and you didn't negate it, you didn't do it for another reason, so it's going to be kosher. So too by a Mila, most Milas are going to be, stumble ishma are going to be kosher. The common denominator between Rashi and Tosis or Baisai is what? That there are cases that Goyim could create Lishma, just we can't apply that to which area of Halacha?
Not stumble.
Yeah. We can't apply it to get. Excellent. Can't apply it to get. And that's the Gemara's answer. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, a Goy can never.
He says none of them.
No.
He says all five?
No. A guy, even if Godolom and Agavov, will not help, because a guy had died to the nafshika of it.
Yeah.
And says Reb Chaim, Rabbi Yisai, that this Rambam was not learning like Rashi and Tosfos, but he was understanding that this has ramifications outside of what? Get. Of Hilchos Get. And this is Paskin in the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisai, like the way he quotes the Shitas HaRambam, that Goya Daita Denavshika of it is not a vort that we're concerned maybe he's going to have other das, but rather since he is not in the Parsha of Halachos, of Gittin or Tzitzis or whatever you need it, so he's Mufka, he's excluded from the Halachos of Lishma. Says Reb Chaim, he quoted from his chaver that what? The Rambam is l'shitasu because the Rambam says that a mummer, dino ka'akum, follows the same rules and regulations. Let's say you have a mummer. What's a mummer? Person that's mechal Shabbos v'ares. A mummer, dino ka'akum, person doesn't keep Shabbos. So you can't eat his food. You can't trust such a person. That's Dino Kagam, that's Gemara and Chulin and Daf Hey, that his Shechita is treif. Okay? Even though he's a Yid, he was born to a Jewish mother, he might have went to Jewish schools like you did, and he might have been in your class. Sorry. That's Halacha. Everybody said it's important to know. It's a scary Halacha, but that's an Halacha. We're not going to talk about that now. Okay? Says Reb Chaim that what? The Rambam infers from the fact that a Goya died to the Nashik of it, also a Mummer. Ask Reb Chaim, I don't understand something. If all it is what? Is it an assumption? Like Rashi's saying, Shema Umduna, that maybe what? He doesn't have the right kavana. How could you carry over from a guy to a mummer? It must be, says Reb Chaim, that it's a din. That if a person has the status of a guy, if a person has a status that he's mufka from this parsha, that it's dino ka'akum, such a person is now excluded from all halachos of Lishma. That's the way the Rambam learned that sugya in the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Chav Gimel. Diametrically opposed to who, Rabbi Yisai? To both Rashi and Tosfos. That a goy is not excluded for Lishma, but there are certain situations that Lishma they'll be excluded for, like get.
Now, Rabbi Sai, if you look at the Rabbeinu Baruch, what the Bi'ur Halacha quotes in our Siman, he says, similar to Rashi and Tosis, but for a little bit of a different reason, why is it that Goy, it's not going to be okay, and he probably is not going to have Lishma, because I died in the Nafshika of it. What's the difference between that and Mila? Says the Rabbeinu Baruch, not because of Stama Lishma, listen carefully, but because of what? Because a get takes a long time. And since a get takes a long time, he's not going to have Lishma through that whole process. But a Mila, which is a what? Chick-chack, snip. That for sure he's going to be able to have Lishma.
Why?
The Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rush.
Why? Under what premise?
He says that's what the Gemara...
A non-Jew can't focus for 9 months. He can only focus for like... Under what?
I don't think that's why. I think
by, the,
just,
by that time, he's going to lose that Daita and Nafshika.
Tosis is not clear about it.
I don't think that Tosis is saying this. Tosis is saying because of Stama Lishma. Stama Lishma. According to Rabbeinu Baruch, has nothing to do with Stama Lishma. Has to do with length of time.
Why will Katan have... Dash
for 9 months. Like, how long? He doesn't. He only goes
no, the whole point of the Katan doesn't have a Daita Denafshikov, so you never start with the problem. It's only Goy with
it. So he's saying
right, exactly. A Katan's always going to listen to the adult, right?
It's like, it's better that
we're talking about Katanim and like, and then like, that used to listen to
the respect. It's better that the Katan has no.
Yeah.
This is also your proof. It's better that a Daita Denafshikov
automatically relates to. Whoa. Why? No. Rabbeinu David has nothing to do with. Rabbeinu David is saying a chiddush within the ishus. No, he's not talking about writing a get.
You could just tell me exactly what you want, and you won't think about anything else.
No, we're talking about a.
I don't understand.
Okay. I hear that. You're saying that it's a riot in a baturis. Yeah, but why can't you say like the other rishonim in that ran that argue on Rabbeinu David that goyim have gerush and just not with a shtar? What's the other option?
I mean, you could, but the thing is...
What's the other option? You remember? How does a guy get a divorce according to the other Rishonim?
Stop living or something?
Yeah, exactly. You walk away.
They just leave.
You walk away. Right. And that Rabbi said that happened in the Torah. Where that happened? The Ksava Kabbalah writes. Did that happen? No. I mean, it probably happened there also, but... No. Ksava Kabbalah says that was the answer to Avram Avinu and Sarah. Once she stopped, he gives one day, and once she stopped living with him and she went into the house of Paro, that was Gerishin. According to those Rishonim, that hold Gerishin. So either way, it's not our Hilchos Gerishin, so you're fine. So Rabbi Sai, here's where things get interesting. So now, what do I want to do with this so far? What do I want to do with this?
Can I ask
you? Yeah, ask a question.
How does Gadol Omer Al Gavav help for Gerishin Shokta?
So, somehow, it supplies the das that they don't have. However the mechanics of Gadol and Magabel works, which we're not getting into right now, either you can understand simply that he's doing a Maisa and I supply the das, so now together we become a Gaber.
Yeah, but you did. Okay.
It's a good question. It needs further explanation, but it's just not our subject.
Yeah.
How the mechanics of Gadol and Magabel is a major problem to Sharma. Yeah.
Why would Rashi's concern with Adaita Dinafshe be that he's thinking of somebody else?
Yeah.
You might say that he's not really going to pay attention because he doesn't care because it's not for him.
Right.
But like Shema's going to be somebody else. So then Lamaisa is saying he's capable of doing Lishma.
That's exactly what we're being medayik from Rashi.
So if he's capable of doing...
That's exactly what we're doing with Daik from Rashi.
Then why is this his concern? If he's fully capable of being Lashma...
That's what Rashi seems to be telling you. Rashi is going against the Rambam, and Rashi is saying, by the way, don't learn this Gemara to mean that a Goy can't fulfill Lashma. That's what I want to glean from this Rashi.
Also, though, I'm saying, if Rashi's saying that...
No, but practically he's not going to be able to be focused because you'll never know what he's thinking.
Not that he's... Rashi's saying that he's not going to mess around.
Okay, right. You'll never know.
That's what he's saying.
Just mean that you don't know for sure is what he's saying?
Yeah, correct. It could be that it might be good, but we don't know. Shema, we don't know. We don't know. It's a suffix. Rabbi Sai, I have a kasha for you, which Rabbi Kiva Eger brings up in Hilchos Tzitzis. A goy did major tzitzis, right? Let's go even further, Rabbi Sai. A goy wrote your get. A goy wrote your get, Rabbi Sai. And now this woman gets married. And she has kids. Is it Vade Mamzerim or Suffolk Mamzerim?
Vade. Vade.
Vada.
What do you want to say, Vada? Malik, what do you want to say to that?
He might be lucky. He might be a Jew.
Can I enter at any time?
You're for sure
a
guy. Like, you could get,
there's
other ways you could get lucky.
Rabbi Say. Children, what do I want to say? According to who is it a
suffix? According to Rashi.
According to Rashi, it's a suffix. According to the Rambam. Rabbi Say, a nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi if this kid's a Vaday Mamzer.
Why
is that cool? I mean, it's not cool.
Why would Rashi say something? Rashi would say Vada.
No, Shema. Shema, you just said it, Mal.
You're not allowed to do it.
You're right.
Allowed to do it, then
but it blinds a suffix. But it blinds a suffix.
Once Rashi pops up, it doesn't do any good.
Although Rashi is saying Shema, so therefore it's...
It is. Therefore, don't use him. Therefore, the commissioner says, even go to Omegabu, it's puzzle. But once it's done, b'di'evit, do you know Bedoras Vaday? No, I don't know Bedoras Vaday. Rabbi say,
Fossils, but you're right. It's fossil. This is not. You cannot rely on this. And if she gets, if she wants to get married, I will scream off my head to not get married.
But once you meet, so what's the din?
I can't say the first father. Maybe
therefore.
Because all I have is a soft.
Not punching trying to read of Rashi though.
Rashi says Shema.
No, maybe Shema on the
Shema. Shema
is exactly. So let's say that it might be good.
Shema's explained. Okay, according to Rashi, if the guy had das in the same moment, he says, I'm writing it. This is.
I'll never know. I'll never know. But at the end of the day, is it a something? Is it a something?
But he says that Goy can't do.
Rabbi Sai, maybe that has nafkamina is not so severe. Lenny has nafkamina also. Legabi Svexvikas. Let's say he did use a Goy. Rabbi Sai,
why do I want this, Rabbi Sai?
Sixes Rosh.
Oh, give out. We had a kasha from the Kesef Mishneh. I have a Raya Brewer that what? There's
a Gemara in Menachis that says, B'nei Yisrael, L'loyakum, L'pliyas Tzitzis.
Dr. Kesef Mishneh based on this Gemara, what? It's a Raya Brura that's a Paskin like who?
Balamor.
Paskin like the Balamor, Paskin like the Ramam. That what? That obviously Tlias Tzitzis doesn't need what? Tlias Tzitzis does not need Lishma. Does not lead to Lishma. There's no Lishma by Tlias Tzitzis. Maybe an equal sign would have been better.
It's not less though.
Tlias Tzitzis is not right. Tlias Tzitzis is not Lishma. I'm not known for my geometry, whatever. Tlias Tzitzis is not Lishma. Rabbi, so how are you going to answer for Rashi, Tyberg?
Now that we know that they have
Dao.
Rashi never read the Gemara like the Rambam. This Raya, according to the Kesef Mishneh, is only according to the Rambam when she does so. But once you learn up Gittin and you go through other Shas, areas of Shas, and you see what? That a guy is not Mufka from Lishma, and it's a Bezunder Halacha when it comes to Get, either according to Taisis, because what? Because Stama's not Lishma when it comes to Get. Or because, according to Rabbi Baruch and the Rosh, because a Get takes a long time. Or whatever reason, Rashi says, but favors that Shema, it's not Lishma. But Rashi clearly was saying that I'm not learning from this Gemara and extrapolating to Halacha, that a guy never has Lishma. So guess what, Rabbi Yisai? When you want to know, can I put my chutin onto a beggar through a guy, Rashi's going to tell you, even according to Rav, that holds what?
I see Lishma.
And the Rashi paskins that the Gemara's kashin sukkah da tesam et aleph is going according to Rav, like the Pashup shot in the Gemara, and Lishma wasn't only introduced in a later stage, I'll leave it to Shmuel, don't bother me from a Gemara Menachas. You want to know why, Rashi says? Because you didn't learn my sheep in Git. And I'm Lishitos. And you, the Rambam, are Lishitos. And the boys say, the flowers continue to blossom. This Raya of the Kesef Mishneh from the Gemara Menachas is only a Raya according to the Rambam shot in the Gemara Git and Chav Gimon Aleph. Gevaldik! Geschmack! There's nothing that tastes so good than this sugya. Everyone is lishitosim. Rashi will take the Kesef Mishneh and say, what? You crazy? Vada goy can do lishma. Rabbi Sai. And therefore I need a pasuk to be in my mind that a goy shouldn't put the tzitzis on my beggar.
not to tell me that he doesn't need Lishma. He can do Lishma. He can do Lishma. And therefore, Marav Rabbi Yisai, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that when it comes to what? When it comes to tzitzis, Simin Yid Aleph, which talks about Tviya Lishma, the din of Shmura, and a Jew did not do it, but it was a goy oimid al gabov. So Rabbi said, what's going to be the din when it comes to tviyas tzitzis? That the goy was the one. I don't have time for this. I own a factory, Sam. I'm a gear. I own a factory. I can't get Jews. The Jews work too slowly. I need to get going. They're really good, and they have good technique, and they can just listen. And I'm going to be Yisroel Omer al Gabov, and I'm going to make sure that what? That all the goyim are going to be tied with this. Okay? Good? Everybody says, is it good or bad?
Depends.
Rashi with another nafkamina between Rashi and the Balamor and the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, that what? That held what? That Tviya is needed with Shema because we paskin like Shmuel, but now you can't have a Yisrael Gomer Al Gabo because the Rambam holds that what? When you need Lishma, Goy is out. And Yisrael Gomer Al Gabo is not going to help. So Rabbi said, that's why if you open up a Mishnah Berurah, you'll see. You'll see that what? He says by Tviya. All the Elchus Tzitzis right now. All these technical things that are so difficult to remember. But once you learn the Sugyo, now you can remember it. It's all from Gemara Daf Testament Aleph. Tovon Sifbeis. Tovon Nochri V'Yisroel Oymen Al Gavov. V'Oymer Sheyasa Lishman. La Rambam Posel La Rosh Mutter. La Rosh Kosher. Who's the Rosh? The same as Rashi. The Rosh, the Rabbeinu Baruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's all good and nice if what, according to the Rosh. You have to make sure that it what, it doesn't take too much time. If the Tviya is going to take too much time, Rabbi Yisai, and you're going to do your Tviya very slowly, so then that Goy is not going to be now Lishma anymore. And then you get back to the problem of get. And it's all one Sugya. So we're talking about a situation where what? Where the Tviya is going to be rapid, and then you're going to do it rapid, so it's going to be tantamount to what? To other cases like Mila, and it's going to be rapid, and it's going to be Lishma, and it's going to be good. But according to the Rambam, that's not true. Talk to Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi say you don't need a Rav Chaim. Talk to Mishnah Berurah, puzzle. Why? Not Sofik, not Svirulei de Oivid Gilulim Adaita de Nafshe. Reb Chaim, that's in the Mishnah Berurah, the Leitzayis Lamashi Yisrael Mitzaveh Yes Lishmo. He's possible to Rez Vaday. Not so fast. If the Tviya can happen quickly, Zokto Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rasha, would be good. What about Rabbi Yisai Agoy that put on the tzitzis onto my beged, and it was Yisrael Oymen Al Gabov? What's that halacha, Rabbi Yisai? He put on the tzitzis Yisrael Oymen Al Gabov.
No bracha.
We could have been Rashi.
It's a trick question. It would be bad.
I trapped you.
Let's see. Simin Yud Aleph.
If the boy puts it on,
Simin Yud Aleph. Simin Yud Aleph.
Then it's Rashi would say.
Titzis Shasan in Yehudi Pasul Dechsiv Daber of an Israel Lafuke in Yehud.
Oh, it's always.
You can't. It's always Pasul. That is a trick question. Because the Gemara Menachos is a Pasul.
Yeah.
So there, Rashi would agree. Extra credit.
So where's the Rambam?
What about the next line of the Rambam? What about an Isha that puts the tzitzis onto the Beged, Rabbi Yisai?
Mm-hmm. No bracha.
What about an Isha?
B'nei Yisrael.
B'nei.
Come on, give me some brachas, guys.
She can.
Yes, why not? So the Rambam says Yesh Machmir.
Depends.
Where does this come from? Where does this shtick come from?
The Rambam.
Like the Rambam.
I want nachas, that means all sugyas.
She can't wear the
tzitzis. Gamba.
Rechia.
What part of Gamba?
The end.
Thank you. Come on. Wait a second.
She's the same.
She's not chayav.
who built it?
You can't bind the lulav.
A woman can't bind the lulav. A woman can't
or the tie the tzitzis.
A woman can't make tefillin, and a woman can't tie the tzitzis.
This is like
Rama is quoting Rabbeinu Tam. What's the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yisai? What's the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam? Sukkas. Ganva, Frektoisus, it's against the Gemara and Chesamid Beis. Please say, who thought Sukkah, Chesamid Beis, the Tessam Ralph was actually about Sukkah? It's all Mishnah Berurah Chelik Aleph. Every single line is another Sukkah, another Sukkah, another Sukkah, and it's all one Sukkah.
Adam.
For example, if a guy.